I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. It can be tough for the children of immigrants to feel connected to their parents' homeland, especially if they're growing up in a very different place. Parents, though, want their kids to keep that connection alive. The World's Shirin Jafari has a story about how something unexpected, like video games, can get in the way.
Last month, Azadeh Moaveni's son was celebrating his 8th birthday. Moaveni thought it would be fun to hold his birthday at Spy Mission in Cambridge, in the UK, where they live.
So it's kind of an indoor gaming place with laser tags and a kind of interior world that's built to kind of resemble an underground passageway in places you would go if you were on a real spy mission.
But it wasn't exactly what she was expecting. Thing is, Moaveni is Iranian. Her son was born in Iran, and she still has close family there.
Basically, they were fighting in Tehran, in the capital, against a shadowy group of terrorists who may or may not have been Iranian, it wasn't clear, trying to rescue Iran, but seemingly from a terrorist group that was also Iranian.
So there he was, her 8-year-old son, on his birthday, going to war with Iranians in Iran. It was all a bit of a shock.
You know, you walk in there and you see essentially a map of, you know, your homeland, the country that you're from. The city in which your child's grandparents live is the scene of, you know, all of this violence.
The violence aside, Iranian parents like Moaveni worry about another aspect of these games, their cultural cues.
Between what they hear on the news and the headlines and nuclear talks and, you know, Iran and Israel, and then if you can imagine like another layer of anxiety coming in around, you know, Iran as a sort of dark country character in a world of gaming, then pretty much every kind of cultural association they have with the country of their birth is filtered through violence.
If you're into video games, you'll know that Spy Mission isn't the only virtual game set in Iran. There's Battlefield 3, where tanks rolled into the capital, helicopters circled the Milad Tower, a landmark in Tehran. If you're from there, it's actually hard to watch. But not every game is like that.
I like this kind of pants. The pants more than anything else is what I want to see on Babak.
Navid Khonsari and his team have gathered around a computer in a cozy studio in New York. Persian carpets add color and warmth to the space. The team is working on a new video game, and those pants Khonsari is talking about, they're bell bottoms. That's because the game is set in 1979 in Iran.
So 1979 Revolution is an episodic action-adventure game based on a character that you get to play as, which is Reza, who documents the revolution as it builds up and eventually overthrows the Shah and brings Khomeini in power.
An Iran without the Shah is coming.
Merci, cousin. This will help with my report.
Khonsari was a kid in Iran when the Islamic Revolution swept through the country.
You know, my grandfather actually took me out into the streets in Tehran to be able to view it firsthand because I think he knew that it was a monumental time in Iran and that he wanted me to actually understand it from the inside rather than just go off of what many people will kind of write about in textbooks.
Faced with an uncertain future, his family decided to move to Canada. Khonsari grew up there and worked on big-name video games like Grand Theft Auto. Then, a while back, he had an idea. Why not design a game about the 1979 revolution, the event that had such a big impact on his life?
Everybody in the industry was kind of, well, good luck with that. You know, who's going to be interested in that?
His answer?
Whatever you find appealing and sexy about being a gangster rolling in the streets of L.A., you're going to find exactly in a game about the revolution.
He says revolutions are about tension and drama, things any video game should have. But in this game, Iran is not just a backdrop for terrorists with nuclear weapons. It's a place with history and real people with ambitions and aspirations. Khonsari wants to get the details right in his game. And while he's worked on games that might reinforce some stereotypes, he would like to see some changes in the gaming industry.
It's time for us to actually try to portray Iranians, try to portray African Americans, try to portray Asians, try to portray basically even simple things that seem so obvious, but try to portray women outside of these roles that we've decided to give them because that's what we think they should be in a video game.
1979 Revolution is set to be released next spring, and maybe it would be a game that Azadeh Moaveni would want her son to play. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.